No one comes out of the story of Jacob and Esau looking good except for God. Jacob, deceptive. Esau, shallow. And then Rebekah, their mother, who hears Isaac asking Esau for food and promising Esau the blessing. Rebekah creates the entire mess by saying to Jacob, "Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you." Jacob, who by now was in his 70s, could have told his mother he wouldn't do it. But like Rebekah, he felt that the only way for God's will to be done was through deception. Motherhood is a demanding job, but Rebekah made her life and everyone else's a lot more difficult through what she did. After Jacob fled, Rebekah never saw him again. The whole thing backfired. It's better to trust God. Subterfuge and deception don't help. Let God be God today, and what you'll find is that He will be. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.